We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome first my co-host from Strategic Wealth Strategies, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? And this is really interesting. We're going to talk to the person who played Jeff Bezos. To know Alan, I did not know he was a hedge fund guy before the whole Amazon thing. Did you know that, Alan?
I had no idea.
That's just intriguing. Intrigues me. And we talked about on the financial show we do about hedge funds. I'm getting wait to get educated on this. But my guest today is Armando Gutierrez, and he plays Jeff Bezos in Bezos, the Beginning. Armando, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. How did this whole project begin? I know you're not just playing Jeff Bezos, but you're very involved in the production of this as well. But how did that kind of start?
Well, I mean, we have a great script, you know, that was written by R.B. Romero and Alison Burnett, who wrote Underworld and a bunch of other great movies. And I mean, what intrigued me was it's a story about him before he even decided to start Amazon, when he was working at D.E. Shaw on Wall Street and, you know, had a very successful career, you know, had a great relationship with his wife. And he stumbled across this statistic that showed the internet was growing at you know, over 2,000% a year. And he decided, you know, let me explore this. And he identified books as a category where he thought you could compete in, pitched it to Mr. Shaw. And you know, obviously the rest is history, passed on it, left D.E. Shaw and went out and started this thing. But it shows the journey from Wall Street to Seattle to the eventual start of the website, you know, which was the very beginning of e-commerce online.
Well, let me ask you a question now about before he got into Google, about the hedge fund. How did you find that?
Well, it was intriguing. He was very successful. I mean, he was at D.E. Shaw. He had a very nice executive position, making a lot of money. He was set. You know, 99% of people would have been like, all right, I'm set. And obviously, D.E. Shaw was growing, you know, leaps and bounds, and is still a very successful organization. So to leave that to start, you know, at what at that time was extremely speculative without any knowledge of what e-commerce was, to, you know, he's like, oh, all right, it's growing really fast and we're going to sell a lot of books, but we kind of got to figure out, how do we build a website? You know, how do we transact business? How do we purchase books and deliver them? Like, you know, you got to really go back. I mean, he was in a garage, so yeah. It's not like, it's not what it became now. And even building an e-commerce website that would send orders to a distributor, and then request them and then drop ship them to him. And then he just imagine where they were back then.
He was a tremendous futurist. Waited. Literally people think it was an overnight success. It truly wasn't, was it?
No. He suffered for a very, very long time and was continuously battling, you know, cash shortages and, you know, issues with growth, issues with even just launching the website, just very basic technological issues that now you're like, oh, yeah, you can get a website up on Shopify in 24 hours. But back then he had to create the technology to even launch. So, yeah, I mean, it's a journey. I think a lot of people will learn about the entrepreneurial side of Jeff's journey. The people around him that helped him create Amazon from the very beginning, the people that were trying to slow his success down. I mean, it's the movie covers a lot of untold stories.
Some of the things that I've always wondered about, you know, how do minds like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, all these people, the entrepreneurs, the forward thinkers, you know, what motivates them?
You know, the one thing that was universal from the very beginning when I was studying him was he always starts with what is the market size of what he's going to look at. That's the definitive first thing. It's like, is it a small market? Is it a giant market? And then who are the players? And what are the barriers to entry? Which most people don't think that way. Most, oh, it's a great idea. Let's just go. Not, okay, well, the market's too small. You know, it's not really worth, you know, the effort. Or the market's huge and there is no competition. So I think the barriers to entry and the size of the market are the two things that really catches attention, that what motivates him to get.
You know, Armando, I equate that to my business. I'm a financial advisor, and it's the barriers that I have to go out and explain to people what's available out there, because what I tell people, 99% of the people I talk to have no idea what I'm talking about. And it's an educational barrier is what it is.
No, and I think the movie covers a lot of the growing pains, but I think he discovered what he's good at and what he's not good at. And he built a team around that. He was great at identifying the opportunity and going for it and, you know, leading the herd to make it happen. But I think that the movie covers a lot of the people that helped him, and like his parents, you know, his parents that really took an interest and invested with him in the very beginning, and the people that didn't invest with him, that didn't believe in what he was doing, that are regretting it now.
And what you said about having a team around you, I mean, that's why I built my business. You know, because not everybody can know everything. I have people tell me, well, my financial advisor, my attorney, give me all my financial and tax advice. I said, you may have the greatest advisors in the world, but it's what they don't know that's going to end up costing you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, on undue taxes, fees, and lost opportunity costs. And I can see exactly what he's saying is you've got to have a team around you. It's like, who, not how. People ask me, how do I do this? And I said, well, I don't know how to do it, but I know someone that does. And that's why you have to have a team.
Definitely. And there's no, you know, you don't become Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos without a strong team behind you.
Truly. You know? Think about it, Armando. One of his futurist goals and dreams was space. That many years ago. Was that highlighted in the film at all about his love of space?
Yeah, I mean, he was always a dreamer. He always, you know, chased things that are bigger than all of us. And I think, you know, his grandfather was a big motivator in dreaming big. His mom, I mean, a rock star mom that just pushed him. And you know, I think the fact that his family and Miguel Bezos, you know, supported him, gave him the confidence to go bigger. And, you know, and his wife supported him. His wife, you know, pushed him. No, let's give it a shot. What's the worst that can happen? You know, most people would have stayed in Wall Street. I can tell you that most people would not have taken that venture and to leave that kind of money in the 90s and especially leaving a firm like D. Shaw, where he had the attention of the big boss, you know?
Absolutely.
Go ahead now.
Okay. So no, I was going to say, how did you prepare to play him? Right now, I don't know if you were a fan of Bezos before doing this film, but to play Jeff Bezos, how much studying, how much did you prepare yourself to play a role like this, especially as iconic as it is?
First, I had to cut my hair. I watched every bit of footage I could see, all his interviews, you know, just all the text I could find about him. Early videos from the early 90s to now, and how he evolved, how he changed. His mannerisms, his confidence. He was just a tech financial whiz that became an empire builder. He wasn't born an empire builder. And it took me a good 4 months to really, you know, say, okay, I think I figured him out, especially, you know, his laugh, just how he responded to things, how he didn't respond to things when he got angry. You know, just the different mannerisms of each phase of Jeff Bezos, because there's definitely two phases. There's the phase of him in the early 90s and him now. Now he's got supreme confidence and get out of my way because I'm going to make it happen. it was a journey, and I enjoyed every bit of it. I'm very impressed with what he's been able to do in one lifetime. And I mean, I'm a frequent user of Amazon, like all of us are.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, when's the movie coming out? I mean, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it comes out next Tuesday, the 24th, and you'll be able to see it on Apple iTunes and Google Play and on Amazon. You know, it's going to have several places, and then eventually it'll be released on the airlines and so on and so forth.
What's your hope for the goal for the film, especially in this whole process? What do you want for it? What do you hope for the release and the expectation of what people get out of this?
I'm an entrepreneur. So, I mean, I get excited when people find a level of motivation from the content we create. And I went into this saying, look, if this doesn't fire you up to start a business, nothing will. And I believe this movie will give that effect. And It's similar to a movie that we did several years ago called Walt Before Mickey that showed the early struggles of Walt Disney. And, you know, most people would have quit with what he had to overcome. But, you know, that was my goal all along with this movie. I want to fire entrepreneurs up to give it a shot, to go for it, to chase the dream. You know, at least try it once. You know, you won't regret trying it. You'll regret not trying it.
And you know, a movie that fires me up all the time, watching The Founder. Kind of a movie. I'm hoping that this movie can do that kind of level. Because remember, it didn't do at first The Founder as well as it did once it was released. It didn't do as well in the theaters as finally later it's gotten a lot of popularity, because entrepreneurs just get, you know, want to have these motivations, have these things to know, hey, the greatest people with the greatest success went through hard times. Because I'm an entrepreneur, Alan's an entrepreneur, you are, we know we're in the trenches every day trying to make it. And we have the good days, we have the bad days. What do you say to entrepreneurs after learning more about Jeff Bezos and how we need to stay the course?
Don't quit. And where you start is not where you're going to end up. And what you think is going to be successful is not going to be what's going to be really successful. Because he started with books, but there's no question that books is such a small percentage of the real profit generator of Amazon now. It was what got him in the door. And along the way, he figured out, well, I can make a lot more money doing it this way. And I think he had the early inclination of not carrying a lot of inventory, not paying for inventory, you know, the things that kill a business and kill the free cash flow of a business. Because nowadays, you know, with Amazon seller services, you know, they don't pay for a lot of that. People just send it to them and they warehouse it for them. Amazon Web Services, they're making money off of other people's enterprises and other people's streaming services and other people's businesses.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, you know, make money while you sleep. He figured out a bunch of ways to make money while you sleep on top of making money off the products you buy. So,
And also you have other projects going on right now. Where can people learn about you? Tell us a couple of those really quickly about those other projects.
Yeah. I mean, we have a couple movies out right now. We have New York Christmas Wedding on Netflix. You know, we've got Walt Before Mickey that I think is still, you know, a great inspirational story about Walt Disney. You can watch that on Amazon, and we did a live action Little Mermaid that you can watch that on Tubi. So, you know, we just love what we do. We're very blessed, and you know, I hope to be making movies the rest of my life.
Where can people check you out? Your website, Armando.
My website, you can check me out on conglomerate.com.
Okay, we appreciate it. Thanks again. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. All right, guys. All right. Thanks for having me.
See ya. All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.